Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, everyone. This is Yaina. Shalom, shalom. Hold on a moment. Let me get something going on here. Boy, we was having a day, but we here for real. Here we go. The music don't want to play. It's like, what's going on? All right, here we go.
Can't stay away from you too long. Even if I do, I'll always call. Checking on you, make sure you're okay. Be the one to brighten up your day. Yeah, yeah, and the point of it all, I love you. Yeah, you know I love you, baby. Oh, my days seem long whenever we're apart. Like someone has stolen away my heart. You're a major part of my life. And no matter what the storm may bring, I'm fine with you. And the point of it all, I love. And the reason for it all, I love you. Oh, I love.
I love.
Oh, I love.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, I love you, sir.
All right, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina. How are you doing today? This is the first day of the week. We have made it. All praises to the Most High God. If you can hear me, somebody push one. I just need anybody, somebody to push one if you can hear me. Because sometimes my phone ain't working. Can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello. All right, thank you, Brother Donia. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Yes, we have a special guest on the line today. We're waiting on her to come in. She's not a special guest. She is one of our guests. Now, if y'all push one, I'm going to open up your mic for you to talk. I'm telling you that right now. No, I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing with you. We're going to get there where we're going. We had Sister Afion do something the other day. And I wanted her to come on the line so we could see where you, you know, what was going on, you know, with what was happening. I'm texting her right now. It takes me a long time to text. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm old school. I ain't used to all this typing with one finger stuff. I don't even understand. I never got the significance of it. I mean, they be going with one thumb, just going. And it's like, man, I was always taught don't never put nothing down in writing. But I mean, hey, some people do it. Yes, indeed. All right, let me open up the mic. I'm going to open up y'all mic. 818, how are you today? 828. You good?
Yes.
Uh-oh. You are? Cool. All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. She said, here now. Okay. You was just letting me know that you can hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'll put you back on mute. Hold on. Let me bring her on the show. I want to get her on here. We're doing a special show today. And I'm opening up your mic too, Brother Donnie. I'll just give me 1 minute. We're doing a special show today because something happened yesterday, and I want her to tell you in her words what happened yesterday, and then I'm going to follow up with the rest of it. So I'm going to open up her mic, and Sister Alkion is a part of the Nation of Yehuda, and Sister Alkion, your mic is open. Can you tell them about the event that took place yesterday?
Shalom, shalom, family. How's everyone? Yesterday, yesterday I had the privilege of trying to go and pass out some flyers for a day of repentance at the School of the Hebrews. They were having a conference in, they announced it in Washington, D.C., but actually was in Crystal City, Virginia. And I didn't know what to expect. You know, we know a lot of our people are waking up. And, you know, I just went there, you know, in peace and shalom to just pass out flyers and let them know about our day of repentance. I get to the hotel and I go up to the concierge to find out exactly what conference room they were in. And I asked the lady at the desk, I said, you know, I'm looking for the School of Hebrews. They're having a conference. And she looks it up and she couldn't find it. I said, well, no, it's today because I showed her the invitation. That Sister Aina sent to me. And she goes, well, we have another church conference, and it's under the name of the Philadelphia Christian Church. And I said, okay. I said, maybe that's it. So she gives me the conference room and tells me to go down two flights of stairs, and I went down the two flights of stairs. And as soon as I turn the corner, I see security guards. And I keep walking, and I stand to the side, and I see about seven security guards posted outside this conference, and I hear music, and I could tell that this was the conference room that they were having this the conference for the School of Hebrews. And I get down there, and it's, you know, I don't know if a lot of people grew up in the church. I did. I grew up Kojic, and that's exactly what it was. There was nothing of being a Hebrew Israelite. There was nothing of an awakening. It was basically this Philadelphia Christian church having a conference under the guise of the School of the Hebrews. So when I got there, I was still on the conference call for Shabbat class yesterday. So I sat down because you can't get in without registering. And the registration had already closed if you went to the website. So I'm listening to our Shabbat class as well as sitting outside of the conference because they had the doors open and I can hear everything that they're saying. And all it was church. They were still using the etymology and the terms God and Lord and Jesus. It was just like a church conference. It was nothing of an awakening, of gathering our people for the end of our curses. They had T-shirt booths outside that still said Philadelphia Church, Philadelphia Christian Church. And I happened to sit, while I was sitting down there waiting to pass out flyers, I happened to sit next to a lady who ended up talking to one of the a young girl that had come out. They did, like, I guess, a praise dance with the praise dancers, and she was sitting talking to her. And I overhear her saying, she goes, you know, when we come out of this 300, 400 year, she didn't know which one it was. You know, it was 300 or 400 year curse. She said, I want the Lord to use me in this season. It's the same church lingo. You know, I grew up, like I said before, I grew up Kojic. It was the same church lingo. The things that the pastor was saying, you know, the door was open and he was loud. The same church lingo. It was nothing of an awakening, nothing of a gathering for Yah's people. I was very shocked because I didn't know what to expect. I wasn't planning on actually going because, you know, my job had canceled an event for the weekend, so I decided to go. And I was shocked, honestly. I didn't know what to expect. And what it was just church. I could kind of look into the conference room because the doors were open and it was packed because you could only see I could only see maybe the last three or four rows, and the last row, a couple of security guards were sitting there, but the rows in front were filled. So while I was sitting there waiting, I Googled the hotel and I Googled that particular conference room because the conference room number was on the door. And that particular conference room seats about 1,600 people. Mind that the last three or four rows were filled. So I said to myself, it had to be at least a minimum of 1,000 people that were there in the conference room. Packed. Completely packed. And it's like, you know, these people, it's to the point where it's, yes, we're in these Christian churches, but we're Hebrew. And that's it. There's no one had their head covered. Everybody was in casual clothes. It was nothing of an awakening at all. It was just a church conference, a Christian church conference for people who identify as being Israel. That's it. They had a myriad of security guards. The security guards that were with the church, there were seven that I counted outside. I couldn't even see inside, so I can imagine how many people were inside, not including the hotel security.
That's terrible.
It's a true, you know, deception that is going on, you know, with our people. And it changed, you know, it changed my mind about how we are going to be able to gather our people out of this. You being Hebrew, that doesn't mean anything. There is something that comes with that.
That's true. That is so very true.
And it just woke me up because, I guess because I went in there, just going in there with peace and shalom, and I didn't have any expectations. But that's not what I expected to happen either.
Wow. Well, let me say this. We knew this was coming. I don't know how new some of you all are, but we've been doing this a long time. Me being from the Christian church and being a preacher and having my own ministry and understanding the whole dynamics of the Christian church that the black people are under in this day and time, we knew this was coming. We knew that when the Most High started to wake up his people, that they were going to come with a whole nother gimmick to be able to keep them inside of the pagan Christian church. We knew that. And now we're seeing it firsthand as to this, what they're doing. So now, and we've had a lot of people from our own family that are still in the church that came and heard this message and thought they was going to take this message back to the church, and everybody was going to be like, yay, we're and they were going to go around the country with this information telling people that they were Hebrew Israelites. and make money from this stuff. And this is exactly what this man is doing. Him and his counterpart are going around the country. They're doing conferences telling the Israelites that they are Israelites. They're going on our YouTube pages. They're getting our teachings and the things that we're putting on YouTube to wake the people up, and they're preaching sermons behind them, and they're putting a twist on it, but they're still in the pagan Christian church. And the reason why we're doing this show today is to tell the people that are on the outside of this place that is seeing this stuff that that is pure deception. And the reason why I say that is they never talk. They talk about Deuteronomy 28 to a certain extent. They talk about us coming into this captivity in ships. They talk about us being the apple of his eye. They're talking about the Gentiles. They talk about the Ashkenazis. Oh, they tear down the Ashkenazis and tell everybody that the Ashkenazis ain't the real Jews. They talk about all of those things. He even talks about the Rothschilds. He talks about the IRS. I mean, everything that we have, that we've done research on the internet, these pastors are now preaching messages behind them, making it seem like God gave them this revelation. The thing about it is, one thing they never do is they never bring up the scripture that says that we would be made to serve other gods of wood and stone. They never bring that scripture up, because then they would have to explain, what does that mean? They have 1,000 people in those arenas. Poor lady, she didn't even know whether it was 300 years or 400 years. She's just excited about the fact that she's coming into the knowledge that she's a Hebrew Israelite, and she's trying to go into a place where she feels like she's going to be given the right information, and it's the wrong information for the wrong reasons. If you count that, and they charge $45 a head, with 1,000 people, that's $45,000 they made just in that one night. Over there, this is a new gimmick going on now. And they still doing the Christian stuff. They still doing the pagan worshiping. They're still coming to church on Sunday. It's nothing changing other than the fact that they are telling the people that they're Israelites and that Yah is coming to get them. Nothing else has changed. And we knew this was going to happen. So we have to be able, I wanted to dedicate this today to this show, because I don't usually do this. I really don't. I usually don't do this. I don't call out anybody in particular. But when you think about all of those people in the Christian church that are just now coming woke, you know how you was when you first woke up. You was a baby. You was nervous. You didn't know what to do. You didn't know whether to leave the church or to stay. A lot of you all have called me and said, I was by myself. I knew I wasn't supposed to be in a church. I was by myself until I found you all. I was by myself. I didn't know what to do. You know, and it's really something about the things that are happening across the nation. This is going on across the nation, and these poor people are being led astray. It is really terrible. It is something that we can't be quiet about this. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I don't care if he got 3,000 people in a room. I'm telling those people that are waking up, that are Christians, that are coming into the knowledge of the fact that you're Israelites, you are being led astray. That is pure deception. Pure and simple. This is another way for them to make money. It is pure deception. Shalay didn't even know whether it was 300 or 400 years. Nobody, they taking these messages. I done heard them preaching. They have get the information wrong. It's like, come on now. And these people are no more knowledgeable than they were before. And they get up with this pet rally. Who are the people? We the people. Who are the people? We the people. And everybody gets to jumping and shouting, and they don't know the first thing about what's getting ready to happen next. And we just cannot sit by silent and watch this happen. And then she said, when the conference was over, he had about how many men were around him that were surrounding him?
When he left the conference, he had about at least five to six security guards when he came out of the conference.
Now, now y'all tell me something, because I want you to answer this for me. As long as I've been awake, with the Most High has had Hebrew Israelite brothers on the street corners of every major city with people that could just walk up to them at any time and say whatever. And those brothers have held their own on the street corner without security guards and all that stuff. You know when you need a security guard is when you're lying. That's the only time you need a security guard is when you're telling the lie. Because if the Most High got you covered, them brothers been on the street corners ever since I've been awoke. And before I woke up, they was on their street corners preaching, and the Most High had them covered. That man is lying to those people. Y'all, you all listening under the sound of my voice, I was in Christianity. I know all about it. I know the whole worship of Paul. I know all about all of it. Believe me, I know all about it. When I tell you I know all of it, you guys are being led astray. Stop giving them your money. You don't have to pay for him to tell you you're a Hebrew. Stop giving him your money. It's enough Hebrew Israelite information on YouTube that is free. You do not have to give that man your money for him to tell you you Hebrew Israelite. He just wants to continue church. They want to continue that whole Hakamashanda, hallelujah, they want to continue all of that stuff and still be a Hebrew Israelite and stay in position and take your money. Stop giving them your money and find out who you are. Find a group to study with. Come somewhere where you can get some information and be able to know what's going on, because these people are opportunists. Six security guards. Why do you need a security guard? Six of them to walk this man through the hotel. Well, we got brothers that's been on that street corner for years. We just videotaped, what was it, three or four of them at the Lincoln Memorial by themselves. And you need six security guards to walk you through the hotel. That's because you're lying. Now, I usually don't, Diana don't do this. But when she told me that, I said, you know what, I cannot be quiet because our people have been through enough. It's enough to know you have been lied to. It's enough to know that your identity has been stolen. It is enough to know that the things that you have been going through is our own fault because we disobeyed the Most High God. That's enough to know. But to find out who you are in the same institution that was lying to you in the first place, that set up the whole lie in the first place, is now accepting you as who you are, but you're going to keep telling the lie? No. That is unacceptable. That is unacceptable. I'm telling you. Hold on. Let me get the mics open. I don't usually do this, but I'm telling you, this right here is enough to get under anybody's skin because we have lived it. You all on this line. I'm coming to you 919. We have lived this thing. When we have spent 20 and 30 years in church, we done listened to the praise music, we done watched everybody shout, and we done put our money into something, and the Most High told us to come out from among them and be ye separate. And now it's acceptable. It's a new, like Sister Samaya says, it's a new trend. Everybody want to be an Israelite. Now, it's okay. You can be an Israelite, but you're going to stay here and be an Israelite. It's okay. You can say you are a Hebrew Israelite, but you know what? They're getting that same with the other man that's in Louisville that before they was getting their messages off of YouTube, and they was taking that information, and I even heard him say, you have to send me money because I am cheating you. You ain't feeding them with no other information other than what you found on YouTube that was free. Now, what are you giving them any different? Stop being bamboozled. Hold on. Eric, call 919. Your mic is open. You're on the air. Eric, call 919.
Yeah, so you're getting all that energy out.
Okay, I guess she's not talking. I don't know what's going on, but somebody in the background. But I'm just saying, this is rough. I mean, you know, and for you all who have never been in the church, I don't expect you to understand it. I don't even expect you to have a comment behind it. I'm just telling you from watching the deception, and it is very deceiving. Those people are being bamboozled. They are. And we knew the enemy was coming with something. You know he wasn't going to lay down and let that happen. He wasn't going to lay down and let you just walk off without that money. And you know what? He's very charismatic. The brother's very nice looking. He got one of those Caribbean accents, you know. Hello, brother so-and-so. Brother Tebow, what you doing, man? He got one of them accents. You know, he's funny. He's joking. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because I've listened to him. He's funny. He's joking. You know, he's very charismatic, enthusiastic, the whole nine. And you know what? For people who are tired of church and they feel like it just ain't working, they have put a new spin on it. They put a whole new spin on it. Because most of the people was walking away from the church. They was tired of all that, so they put a new spin on it. And the other pastor's name was Coleman. What is his last name? Something Coleman. I'm gonna find it for you. Somebody Coleman. They put a new spin on it. And that those two are going around all over the country now, all over the country, telling these people that it's okay to be that and it's okay to stay where you are. Yeah. He told them, don't y'all hook up with them other Hebrews that's still trying to keep the law. Don't you get with those people that's telling you it's time for us to go back to the Mosaic law. Don't you do it. But you taking their money. Okay. That works. I'm telling y'all, this is y'all better get ready for the deception because you're going to have to look at this stuff, and it's going to be real close to what they think the truth is, and it's going to be real. A lot of people is going to be deceived because it's going to be real close to the way this brother's an attorney. He, I think from by profession, he's an attorney. All of these things that they're out there doing, they're traveling from city to city. They are. They traveling from city to city. I want to get the other guy's name, too. Don't get caught up in that Israel. Y'all, some of you all that are new on this line, don't get caught up in that just because you're missing the music from church and all the stuff from church. Don't let these people fool you and pull you back into that because that's deception.
That's exactly. They were playing all the Christian tunes there. Anybody that grew up in church, that is exactly what the service was. They had praise dancers with the flags. They had mime dancers. They had all the Christian music playing the entire time. All the, oh, yeah, Lord, all of that going on at the conference. Like I said before, the doors were open. I don't know because maybe it was hot or whatever, but the doors to the conference room were open so I could see partially in there. And that's and I could hear because it was so loud, and that's exactly what went on. I mean, none of the women, none of their heads were covered, nothing. It was it's just people who were growing up in the Christian church who just identify as being Israelite, and that's it. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they're going to do. They're going to continue to take your money and tell you, but he never talks about serving other gods of wood and stone. Who are those gods that we're supposed to be serving, sir? Who are the gods that the Bible is talking about that said we're going to be made to serve other gods of wood and stone? How do you justify a pagan Christianity? Because it's something that you've been used to doing all this time. How do you justify that when you know that's a lie? It's a bold-faced lie. And the reason why I tell you it's a lie is because even though I believe in the whole book, nobody's punishment is in the New Testament. They don't talk about the Gentile being punished. No, sir, it doesn't. It don't even talk about the Israelites being punished. That's why I tell you something has to change before that New Testament can be fulfilled. And no matter what you preach, you're not going to preach that Gentile in heaven or that Gentile into the Israelites because there's an issue that they have. Everybody has an appointment to meet y'all, and we met him in our time, and everybody else going to meet him in their time. But you don't talk about that. You want to skip over that part. You want to skip over that part so you can fool the Gentile too. Gentile, don't let him fool you. Do not let him fool you. I'm telling you, don't let him fool you because that is a lie. That is a big, bold-faced lie. That is not the way this thing is going to go down. Now, and you know what they and they keep their 501c3, and that's how ironic. I'm like, are you mentally
exactly
something wrong with you? Because you keep talking about the Ashkenazis and you talking about the IRS, but you got a 501c3 that they control. So either they controlling you, or there's something wrong with you. You don't have them all.
And that's why they registered with the hotel under the Philadelphia Christian Church. But they advertise, if you go to the website, they advertise the School of the Hebrews Conference. So they're just name switching. The 503C, whatever, is registered under that Philadelphia Christian Church. But they advertise it for something different.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I know they do. This is the new fad now, everybody. Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon because they see dollar signs. And all these pastors that don't want to come on our shows, they're sneaking in our classes under anonymous calls and all that kind of stuff and creating sermons from the things that we preach and talking about God gave them the revelation and God gave them the knowledge. They are liars. You know how I know? Because they ain't got the information right. Because if y'all give it to you, it ain't no mistake. You're going to know exactly what it is and how it goes. And anytime you've been a pastor all this time and you get the information wrong and you didn't do your homework to research, it's a gimmick. They'll never talk about that. They'll never talk about the punishment of anybody. They talk about, we can raise you out of here. We can raise you on top. We can raise you. Yeah, everybody go, yeah, hallelujah. And then they're taking your money at the same time. You pay $45 plus to go hear that. When you could have got that on YouTube for free. This stuff is a gimmick. Yeah, he gonna sit on the YouTube talking about I'm your pastor and the Bible say if I feed you, you supposed to take care of me and all that. And you know what? And people, how you feeding somebody with information that's free? Somebody else done did the research. How does that work?
When you just woke up and there's been people who have been preaching that we are the Israelites for years, decades. So how are you getting a revelation when people have already figured this out, have been awakened?
Yeah, but and that's true. And guess what? And you got enough understanding. And you, like you said, you just woke up a couple years ago. And then you got enough
just
understanding where you can tell everybody else not to have nothing to do with us. Please, that's a scam. I don't want God's people to be scammed. I don't.
And still using God. He kept saying that God's going this and God's going to that. And I always say this to people who keep saying God. All the other demonic gods had names, Magog and Gog and Molech. But our Elohim has no names. Really?
Exactly. Exactly. That's when you
he kept saying, God the whole time. And I'm like, you don't know his name?
Not that. That's why they stay neutral, so they can continue to lie. That's why they stay neutral. Because how do you not keep the Sabbath? How are you all having church on Sunday? How do you not do that? But, again, let me open up the mic. Area code 313, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Yes, ma'am. Go for it.
Okay, I'm enjoying the program. But I just want to let you know, as I was listening to you on my computer, you can no longer hear the show on the computers.
Oh, I don't know what's going on with the computer. I have no idea. You might want to try to call. You called in. I don't know what. You know, this is not my platform, you know, and they do and say things and cut things off and do what they do. I don't know what's happening on the computer and why you guys can't hear us on the computer, but everybody has to try to call in, you know, because like I said, this is not our platform. We do the best we can to get the information out there, but at any time they can switch it off.
So what you say, you have to call Blog Talk directly?
You have the number you just called that I'm talking to you on because everybody else can hear me. Sister Alfion, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I mean, I've never done it online. Sometimes it could be your internet connection with it online, and there's no way that you can fix that. Sometimes it's people's internet connection. If you're over Wi-Fi, if you're going to listen on the internet, it's better to do it over Wi-Fi.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you. I just continue to listen on phone.
All right. No problem. Thank you so much for that information. Hold on. Brother Donnie, your mic is open. Go ahead. You on the air.
Shalom, family. See, we got to understand, excuse me, that Everybody gets paid. Everybody gets paid for what they do.
Yeah, they sure
do. And see, I don't think that they recognize or realize that. You understand? You know, because when you start leading the people, and the ones that lead the people astray, you understand, they're going to get it harshly. They're going to point that it's going to be harsh because they led y'all people astray. You understand? And I want to say I'm happy that the sisters did not get confronted while she was there. You understand? Because they're good at doing that too. If it ain't part of their thing, they want to confront you and call you all out your name. You understand? They can cause a ruckus. You understand? But you know, see, one thing that I'm realizing too is that the people that they're gathering together under the false premise. You understand what I'm saying? I can't blame them at all.
No.
You can blame the ones that are doing it, the pastors and all of those. I can blame them, but the ones that's coming under the false premise, you understand, being misled, you understand,
mm-hmm.
it's not their fault because they looking to make a something to make a change in their lives. You understand? So
yep.
You understand? They fall in prey to the people being that's misleading them. You understand? So I don't condemn that at all. You understand? Unless, you know, I mean, other circumstances, you understand, can make me condemn them. But when Almighty calls them to come out, they're going to come out.
Hallelujah. Hold on. Let me get Sister Sanaya's mic open. Sister Sanaya, your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air. Area code 412.
Oh, yeah, shalom. I was just
mm-hmm.
wanted to report the same thing that the previous caller reported, that I was listening online and that the sound was cut, and you can't get it back up, so.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, they just have to call in, but, yeah, it's
okay.
Unfortunate. You say that you say you have watched the same thing online with some other people, Sanaya?
Yes, I have. I was yesterday watching online, and I ran across a group, and it was called Israel's Church.
Mm-mm.
I never heard of them, so I just stopped to listen. I was curious. And you heard the same kind of stuff.
That's terrible.
You know, very much so.
It's terrible.
And I was reading the comments to see what they were saying and how much they understood and knew. And it was a Christian church under the guise of being Israel.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. So, let me ask you this question, Sister Sanaya, since you came out of the church. I mean, how does that make you feel? You know what I'm saying? Because you have family members who are not awake yet, and you're living the life before them to be able to show them that. And then, you know, before there was no in the middle, was no in between. It was either the Israelite belief or the church's belief. And they've seen you come out of the church, and to find out that one of them has accepted the fact that they're Israel, but they still pagan worshiping.
Absolutely. That's upsetting to say the least. You know, it's a trick. It's a trick. You know, and they're doing it to hold people in place. That's a deliberate trick. I think it's from the enemy.
Yes, ma'am. I would say so. I really would say so. Do you want me to leave your mic open or put you on mute? It's up to you.
I'll put you back on mute.
Okay. All right, Brother Donnie, you want me to leave your mic open or put you on mute? I'll leave his open. Hold on. They're coming in. Eric code 972. Your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you. I want to confirm exactly what they were saying. I was listening on both my telephone and my computer in two separate rooms. So I went back to my computer. It has totally stopped playing. I went to another Blog Talk Radio program, could play it perfectly. I can hear you on my phone. My computer is not working, and it's not even running as if it's silent. It just completely stopped, and you can't get it going back again.
Wow.
So
yeah,
I know because I was
listening. It can't be everybody's Wi-Fi. So, like I said, this is their program.
Okay, I'm in Texas.
They have.
I know these other people are in other states, so it's not just one isolated location. and one mm-hmm. provider.
Absolutely.
Is what this
specific, absolutely.
Because as you were talking, I actually went back and played another program on Blog Talk, and it played with no problem. But when I come back to this one, it will not play.
I can believe that. I can believe that. And like I said, how do you talk about the Jews, and then you have a 501c3? So that's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, more than
go ahead.
I have an aunt and an uncle who are ministers, and I know I was talking with her. And one of the things that I pointed out to her was this. There was a covenant that was made. I think it was in Exodus, the 31st chapter, an eternal covenant between us and Yah. That is the thing that, if you are an Israelite, that is the thing that really is specific to you. It's an eternal covenant. Mm-hmm. Regardless of whether we go into captivity or come out of captivity, it does not change. And more than that, it was the Pope who
mm-hmm.
changed Saturday worship to Sunday worship to prove that he was equal with God. And if you go back
that's
and read their materials, they will admit they make no qualms about admitting that to this very day. So it doesn't even take a whole lot of research. Read the Bible or read history. It will tell you that
yep.
if you are worshiping on Sunday, you are worshiping contrary to what the covenant is, and you are actually acknowledging that they supersede the God of the Bible, or Yah, if you want to say. So that's
yeah.
the thing. That's the other thing. That's one thing. And then the other thing is, if we went into bondage because of the curses, why is it that we can violate those same curses and no longer be in bondage? It makes no sense. It's counterintuitive.
It just makes no sense. No sense.
You can't have it both ways. If we are in bondage
no.
because we violated the covenants, the fact that the Messiah came does not doesn't do away with that. He said he came to fulfill the law. He didn't come to do away with the law. The
it's
law still did. Stands, and he himself observed these things. He did
he
not
sure
say,
did.
"I'm no longer going to keep those commandments that were set forth in the Old Testament." He didn't do it. He said that he came to fulfill them. The thing that he said that is, if you are a follower of the Messiah, as I am, he says, I know the way to the Father. I said, I'll follow you. You say you know the way. I believe you know the way. But he didn't say, I'm going mm-hmm. to do away with everything and show you a new way to get to him. We are the people we are because he gave us the law, statutes, and commandments. We are supposed to follow
that's
them.
Right.
That is the thing that's going to set up our kingdom. That's the thing that's going to take us out of this reprobate nation that we're in. The reason that things are so messed up now is because we do not follow the law, statutes, and commandments. Almost everything that they're doing stands in absolute contrast to what it is that we're
that's
supposed
right.
to be doing.
That's right.
It makes no
that's
sense.
That's right. Makes no sense. And you know what the problem is they're making it sound like it does. When you hear them preach, they have the same Christian spin on it, and they making it sound like it makes sense for them to continue doing it that way. I want to take you to Luke chapter 4, verse 14. It says, and Yehoshaphat returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the regions round about. Listen to what it says. He taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. He came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. So it was his custom to keep the Sabbath. But you know what they'll say? Oh, that was on the other side of the cross. Once we crossed over the cross, we don't have to do that anymore. Like you said, when you do your research and you find out that it was a man that changed the Sabbath and not the Most High, they don't want to do the research because guess what? It's more feasible and profitable for them to keep doing what they're doing now so that they don't have to change anything. And I told everybody this was coming. I told y'all this was coming. I told you. And this is where the deception is going to come in at, because people are going to say, oh, I don't have to stop doing this. And all I got to do is say I'm an Israelite. Oh, and we're going to go to the wilderness. And oh, so I don't have to change nothing. I can do this. Those curses put us in captivity. And you know what? They never talk about that. They never bring up the fact that we broke his laws, his statutes and commandments. They don't preach about that, and they don't preach about the fact that we were made to serve other gods of wood and stone. They skip over that part. They'll teach that.
And I don't usually do this. I usually don't do this. But when that sister came and told me that, I said, oh, no, you don't. Oh, no. Thousands of people. Okay? He got thousands of people showing up at $45 a pop. He made $45,000 that night just in one night.
Well, my understanding, I heard somebody say something with regard to the priesthood, that it's only the Levitical priesthood that's supposed to receive any kind of compensation, and that was not in the way of money. That was in terms of goods that they could use as they performed their duties. Since they had no land of their own, they were provided for by the other tribes. So if that's the case, any money that should be going to the preacher should be going out to make sure that those duties are carried forth, not just preaching, but doing any kind anything that is supposed to be done in terms of carrying out their functions as a priesthood. But they have not established that they're priests. They haven't established that they're from the Levitical line. It doesn't make sense.
And they're still doing it. Sis, and they're doing it. And they done found a way to get paid from doing it. And guess what? Since they found a way to do it, watch how fast they catch on. That they're going to be like, oh, this is this new thing now. Oh, I'm preaching the same thing. Watch how fast they catch on. And you're going to have a bunch of people walking around knowing they're Hebrew Israelites and still breaking the covenant. Watch how fast they catch on. It's really sad. I mean, it's a sad situation, but I knew this was coming. I knew this was going to happen because it was moving too fast. People were waking up too fast, and they were walking away from that mess. They was walking away from it, you know. And guess what? He even telling, even lying to the Gentiles. He lying to them too. I knew this was going to happen.
Well, here's the ironic thing. My aunt and my uncle, I actually sent his video to them because he has a lot of good information. But when I sent the video, some of the things that we're talking about now, if I remember correctly, were not the things that were on that particular video. So the thing is that you can mix truth and untruth. But the untruth doesn't make, you know, the any less true, and the truth doesn't make the untruth any less any more true than it is an untruth. And so as I presented the information to her, she stopped. Now, I don't know what they're doing because I didn't try to chase up and see if she followed up, because all I did was just present it. And we had a long conversation. It was like 3 hours. It was a long conversation because she wanted to be convinced. And I think people are honest. If they're honest, they'll see there's something wrong here, because one of the things I'm looking for is the power. If we start to really do what it is that he says we're supposed to do as a collective and individually, my expectation is that we are going to get the power that he was once vested in us as a people. So I'm waiting for this 400 years to be up. Any day is my belief, and I'm waiting for that power to manifest itself. That's the telling thing. You know, that's the telling thing.
I'm glad you brought that up. Let me tell you why. Because that's all the church has been looking for anyway. You got to understand that the power, there's no power in there. It's just praise. There's no power in there. It's just praise. And everybody hoops and hollers, and they come up with these gimmicks, and they're thinking that because they claim to be Israelites, once the 400 years is up, because they've been listening to our prayers, that God is going to, and he's going to endow them with the power so that they can stay in the pagan stuff and then work under the power of the Most High. I'm going to let you know that's not going to work. That's not going to happen. He's not going to do that, because you have to line up. If everybody else got to line up, you got to line up too. You ain't going to keep doing what you're doing and think you're going to operate in this power, because that's what they're after. They're after the power of the Most High God. And that's the trick of the enemy to be able to do that. He said, oh, we can leave them here. We'll leave them right here and let them stay right here in this. And if they begin to wake up in this, we'll be able to use the power, because that's the other God that they're in there serving. They never bring that up. It's like, well, what about the scripture that said we were going to be made to serve other gods of wood and stone? Where are those gods that they never preach that scripture? They never preach that scripture. It never comes up, because they're after the power, sis. That's what they want. But I'm here to tell you, in order for you to work in that power, you have to line up. And that, you ain't going to be able to do it in there. You're not going to be able to do that in there. You're not. We are a special people unto himself, peculiar people. And he gave us a law we was going to have to live by, so you're not going to get away from that law. Some people say, well, we can't live it all in this captivity. You can do some of it. You can keep the laws. You can keep the high holy days and some of the things that you can do. Our brother been on the street corner. These black men have been on the street corner for years in major cities, New York, California, Chicago, all over Atlanta, Georgia, preaching in major cities, up against all kinds of danger and all kinds of stuff, and y'all been taking care of them, and you need six men to walk you through a hotel lobby. Get out of here. What kind of mess is that?
Well, that's just, you know, displaying your importance before the world. You know, the thing is if you get your praise of men, that you're not going to fit for the father.
Please. That is a joke. I said, she said it took at least six men. They walked him through that lobby like he was the president of the United States of America. Please. And then they're telling lies. I said, that's the only time you need protection is when you lie. Because you shouldn't have to hire nobody to watch you. And y'all got some hosts in heaven in the heaven. Why do you need somebody to walk you through somewhere? They don't need none. And people can do anything they want to them. And they haven't done it. So somebody's covered by something. Six guards. This is crazy. How crazy is that? Now you the superstar. You the Hebrew of the Hebrew preachers. You like to say you ain't been woke 2 days. And you know enough stuff to tell everybody else what to do and what not to do.
You know, I find that very interesting in terms of you saying that, because one of the things that has been really, really, really unusual about the awakening is that there has been no leader. You can get a leader, someone that everybody says, oh, we can look to him. You can actually divert attention away from what is actually for everyone to get individually and not have one person. And also, you can also derail or at least fool a lot of people by thinking, oh, we have a leader. We can listen to him. This is the person.
Yeah.
And that's not true, because we're supposed to be looking at the scriptures. The scriptures are laid out clearly. And one of the things, I'm going to stop talking, but one of the things that is really interesting is they talk about you can't keep all the law, statutes, and commandments, and that may be true. Not all of the law, statutes, and commandments apply to everyone. The Levitical do not apply to everyone. Rules for married people don't apply to everyone. Rules for single people don't apply to everyone. But when we come to the Ten Commandments, we're supposed to keep all those. If you can keep those commandments, you can also keep the old ones to the best of your ability. One of the things you see is people aren't even keeping all. They aren't even keeping the Ten Commandments. So don't even talk to me about the Old Testament. The Old Testament is much clearer in terms of this is how you're supposed to live your life. If you live your life in this world, you'll have peace. You'll have security.
Yeah.
You'll have a safe environment. You'll have an honorable environment. You won't have one last thing I'm going to throw in. I'm just so irked when I hear people that keep talking about abortion. I have no problem with people and their stance against abortion, but I say I do not want to hear from you until you start talking to me about fornication and adultery. Without that, I think the abortion issue will be solved. Go back to those law, statutes, commandments. They tell you how you're supposed to interact with everybody in terms of your sexual activity, in terms of your just every aspect of your life, so that we have a moral community. People are wanting to act as if end product there. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. We have a very amoral, immoral society because people are not following the law, statutes, and commandments. If they were to do that, all of these things that they're trying to address and act like they're so moral wouldn't be an issue. But they don't touch the other things because in the church, immorality, fornication, adultery, all kinds of crap going on. People don't want to talk about that, but you want to talk about abortion. Don't talk to me about abortion. Talk to me about the things that lead up to that. And then we can have a conversation about the whole. It really ties in with those laws. The commandments. People are not living it. They're talking one thing and they're not living it even in their own lives. And also, I'm done. That's my pet peeve.
No, you know what? I'm with you 100% on the whole issue, on all of it. It is so very true that we got to deal with it all. We got to take it. And the only person that can do that is Israel, because we know better. We're the only ones that can teach the rest of the world how to do this thing because we know better. He didn't just wake us up just to say, oh, we Hebrew Israelites, okay, hallelujah. No, it's a whole world out there to say this is how you do it. If you want the blessing of the Most High, this is how it has to be done. There's no other way for you to do it but do it this way. But you got people that see dollar signs and they see opportunity, and boy, there they go. They running in the book of Galatians. They running in the book of Kings. And they got, some of y'all would say that this wasn't, these were, that this scripture wasn't, that didn't have nothing to do with the Gentiles, and that it didn't have nothing to do with the Hebrews. It was to the Gentiles. But it was all kinds of people there. Paul clearly told you that he was an apostle to the Gentiles, period. Now, whether or not it was some Israelites in the room or Israelites in the nation, he was not talking to the Israelites. He told you he was the apostle to the Gentiles. But they always use those scriptures when they wanted to prove a point that they know it's not true. And I'm like, Brother Tony, the Most High don't get you. You might as well get ready because it ain't going to go down. I'm like, you think it's going to go down? You know, you making all this money and you taking these people's money, he going to get you. Because this is just how, this is ridiculous. That now they're waking up and here come the wolves. These poor people don't even get a chance to wake up good, to know what's going on, to understand who they are and what kind of culture we have as a people. Here come the wolves out of the church trying to they want to gain some money from what the people are doing. They're taking advantage of the people. They steal opportunity. Oh, we can just pay. We can travel around the world telling people we Israelites. We're already doing that. The Israelites is already doing that. They're all around the world telling people they're Israelites, and the majority of us have come out of the pagan church. And you telling them to stay in. So that whatever you do, don't leave the church. This ain't the time to leave the church. Because the Most High, the Lord is coming back. This ain't the time to leave the church. Please. It's ridiculous. It is just ridiculous. But we knew this was happening. We knew this was going to happen. We knew that this was going to happen because we knew they was not going to sit back quietly and let these people leave their buildings. We knew that. It's too much money. It's too much. That man made $45,000 in a night, in one night, from them poor people running to that place. And she said that room held 1,600 people. From those people running to that place to try to figure out what it was he was going to tell them, when they should have got that on YouTube for free. He, and the only reason why he hired those security guards was because he was afraid that the Hebrew brothers was going to confront him, and that's the only reason why he got him. Because he know he ain't going to be able to stand up against them. He can't shake a leg at them because he don't know what he's talking about, and he know he's spreading deception. That's the only reason why he has security. Because he was afraid that the Hebrew Israelite brothers was going to confront him. That's what that was all about. I'm telling y'all, those men are deceiving you. You are being deceived. Those men are deceiving you. You are being led astray. And she had the opportunity to do that and to go there and to listen. So she was there when we were having our class, and she was just listening. She was like, wow, Yaina, this is unbelievable. She said, this is church. All these people in there, the walls were filled up with people. She said, this is nothing but church, glorified church. And they got one scheduled in Louisiana. They on their way. Let me see where else they going, because they got it all over Facebook and everywhere. They going to Texas.
Yeah, they going to Louisiana,
Georgia,
next. Yeah.
Louisiana, okay. All those places.
And they sold out because when you send me the email for the website, I went to the website and they closed registration. You couldn't register.
Yeah.
You couldn't register anymore.
Yeah, because people don't want to let go of church. They do not want to let go of what they consider church to be. And the Most High ain't even in there. He's not even in there. These people worshiping on the wrong day. They're eating everything they want to be able to eat. And he jumped on stage one time because one of his ministers got up there and told him, how to eat clean, and he jumped up and had him and told him, I don't want to do anything to talk about what he was saying, but it's good for us to be able to eat right and to have the right diet, but we're not going to go back under the Mosaic law and eat, because we can eat whatever we want to eat. He jumped back up on there and tore that right on back down. I'm telling y'all, you better get to your people. Don't send his stuff out no more to nobody else. If you're sending that out to your loved ones, there's more information out there on their YouTube to get than he is, because he is teaching those people wrong. He said, we are no longer under the Mosaic law. We are not held. The Israelites now, we are not held by the dietary law no more. We can eat what we want to eat and bless it. I said, wow. That's what he said. He sure did. I said, wow. That is straight Lucifer. That Lucifer right there, y'all, is in the flesh. That is crucial. That is crucial. That is exactly what the devil does. He goes against everything that Yah has put out there. He goes against everything that Yah has put out there. We do. You go against it. It's really sad. And if you all that are here, that have come out of the church, don't go back in there pagan worshiping. Don't do that. That is not the way y'all wants us to do this. Don't go back in there giving them your money and paying tithes to them folks. Those are not the Levi tribe. Don't do that. Because if that's the case, how do you justify tithes and offerings? So that was, like she said, that was given to the Levites under the Mosaic law. So how do you justify that? They'll go all the way back to Abraham. Abraham gave a tenth to Melchizedek. So they'll go all the way back there to justify that, of that taking your money.
Yeah, they'll use the law to put money in their pocket, but then tell you you can eat pork.
It's terrible. And then to talk about the Ashkenazis like a dog. Oh, the Ashkenazis ain't the real Jews. Those people is in fascism. The Ashkenazis ain't the real Jews. They're in fascism walking around the streets like they're Hebrews. And they're not the Hebrews. Who the Hebrews? We the Hebrews. And then you got a 501c3. Really? And you operating under a 501c3. The stuff that they control. Ridiculous. But we don't know no better. You sit back and you hoot and holler and screaming again. You know, my people perish for what? A lack of knowledge. And like he said, he's telling everybody, don't listen to us. He said, whatever you do, don't listen to them Hebrews. Don't y'all go listen to them Hebrews telling you you got to keep the law. Don't you do that. And he making all kind of jokes, him and his little wife. Man, I'm telling y'all, y'all people better steer clear from that mess. You better steer clear from that right there. That is not godly. That is not what y'all wants us to do. He's very plain. He told us he was coming back to get us. We're waiting on him to come back to get us and to take us, and that is not what we're going to be doing. When we get back with him, we're going to be doing what we was doing before. It's really sad. It's a sad situation. And I am so sorry that Israel has to go through that. I am. I'm so sorry that Israel has to go through that. We got to continue to stay and do what we're doing and continue to make this thing work and continue to get this information out there because, like I said, the man ain't even been woke 2 years. If it's been longer than 2 years, I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out how long he's been woke because now he is the guru of the Hebrew Israelites, okay? Like he is coming to this grand epiphany that nobody else has but him. And it's like, no, you got brothers that's been out here for years. Like you said, decades. They've been preaching and teaching this stuff before it was a true internet. They've been on, they done had conference calls for years. I mean, I don't agree with everything they say. We don't all agree. But I mean, for real though, at the same time, we can see deception. No, that ain't gonna work right there. That's unacceptable. That is terrible. That is terrible. It's really something. I'm telling you, it's a sad situation. It is really sad. I couldn't get over. I still can't get over the security. Woo! What you need security for? I'm asking him, Pastor Tebow or whatever they call you. What you need security for? The only time you need security guards is when you lie. Let me tell you about the brothers of Israel, the men of Israel. They trust Yah. They've been on them corners forever. That's the thing that got me. Look, I was like, wow, we got some black men on the corner with Bibles in their hands. What are they talking about? And they was out there saying and doing all, saying all kind of stuff about we was the Israelites. With poster boys and everything. Somebody could have drove out and did anything to them, but Yah has had them covered. And you need 6 security guards? For what? To walk through a lobby? No, you were scared they was going to show up. That's what it was. You were scared that the Israelite brothers was going to be there to confront you, and you didn't want to have to answer no questions because you know you lying to them people. The Most High's going to get you. He going, I don't usually do this, but this time I'm going to do this. He going to get you. That poor little lady coming, I don't know whether it's 300 years or 400 years. I just want y'all. What did she say she wanted y'all to do what now, Sister Afion?
She said, you know, she said, you know, this 300-year, 400-year captivity, when it's over, I want the Lord to use me in this season. It's the same stuff that you heard in church in this season.
Yeah, it's sad.
What
it's
season
so
are you talking about?
It's so sad. It is. It's sad. It's so sad. It's sad. It really is. That those people are, well, those is babies. Those is babies. Just like we got babies on this line that's been calling in to the, because I just heard y'all on the internet, you know, and I just wanted to call in and hear the class. I'm new. You know, they babies. They barely walking. They crawling. They ain't even walking yet. They crawling. They can't even, they and they barely trying to hold on and stand up to something and hold on, because everything they've been taught, they finding out it's not true. And they crawling around trying to find some food and somebody to give them some food. And here come the wolf. The wolf is always somewhere around. Yes. Yes. He really is. It's just, it's heartbreaking. You know, leave them babies alone. They're just greedy. He got all them people up in there worshiping on Sunday, singing songs and stuff, and their bodies is defiled. They doing everything, anything under the sun. Oh, my goodness gracious. It's just sad. It's just really a sad situation. They don't know the first thing about a culture, our culture as a people. They have no knowledge of who we are and how we conducted ourselves because they're being taught error. They babies. Everybody want a gimmick. Everybody want to be the next TD Jakes. Or one need to buy them. They want to run out there with this new gimmick. And they, traveling $45,000, he made $45,000 just on the registration. That ain't even counting the T-shirts. That's not counting all of the souvenirs and stuff they had out there for. $45,000 or more. It's sad. I mean, it is. Woo, Lord, have mercy. Somebody wants to help. You know, when you see people being mistreated and taking advantage of, that burns me because, I mean, but guess what? The shyster is going to always be there. And he's very pleasant to look at. He's not a bad-looking guy. He's very educated. He calls it the Hebrew nugget, like the Most High dropping nuggets to him. And you know you surfing the internet. You surfing YouTube. Y'all want to hear another nugget that the Most High gave me, another nugget? I got a Hebrew nugget for you. And everybody's jumping in here because they don't want to read for themselves. But like the Bible said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. They do. Aren't you glad today that you know what you know? Aren't you glad today that the Most High took time and you was able to be taught and you know information? That's why I said it ain't nothing like the word. Because once you get that word down in, you can't nobody trick you. You be like, no, that ain't what it says. That ain't what it say. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. I feel, oh, my goodness gracious, alive. Yep, that's what they're doing now. All the Israelite brothers and sisters, everybody of all of us that have been researching and studying and going through the scriptures, guess what? They going on YouTube now, and they taking our YouTube clips, and they preaching sermons off of them. They preaching sermons. So I'm just saying, I mean, you know, I told y'all the deception was going to be great. It is. It's going to be great. Imagine knowing what you know right now, and then all of them become awake that they Israelites and they still in the same church. Woo! You know, and you trying to tell them to come out. They trying to tell them to stay in.
75 more days.
Man, it's like, boy, it is going to be interesting. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It is unbelievable. It is. It's so sad. It is really sad. It's sad. Because I grew up in it. I know what it is. I know exactly what it is and what it's not. And they're not going to operate in God's power under that situation. You're not, you won't have it. Whatever you're trying to get from it, it will not happen. You're going to have to come out from among them. And among that, and you're going to have to understand who you are as a people. You're going to have to understand who your God is, what he means to you. You're going to have to understand what our culture is and how we carry ourselves. And you're going to have to be able to line up accordingly, because when we leave, we're leaving all this mess behind. There ain't going to be no church service in the wilderness. There ain't going to be no pastor preaching in the wilderness. There ain't going to be none of that. This is so they can get rich. Hey. It's just unfortunate. I mean, you know, it just burned me up. I was like, wow. You know, she was like, this is church. Just after, I was like, yeah, this ain't nothing but church. She said, you ought to see them in there jumping and hollering and screaming. This was supposed to be over with at 5:30. It's 6 o'clock. They still jumping and hollering and screaming. And praise them. The love again. And they traveling around the world like snake salesmen. You know, they sell their snake oil. They traveling around from city to city, packing out the ballroom with 1,000 plus, telling the people they Hebrews and have the church service and taking them people's money. Sad. It is so sad. And they have the truth. And they'll tell you this is the truth. Don't worry about it. We got the truth.
Well, Sister Yaina, they got to have a gimmick, or that don't stand.
Oh my gosh, it is something. Oh my goodness, it's unbelievable. It is. It's just unbelievable.
But that's why it's so important for you to rightly divide the word for yourself, that then you know when someone. When you know when someone is not telling you the truth, or they may be misguiding you, said, no, that's not what I read. And that's what I love about the Yudahuda Project. We all come on here and we all read for ourselves and then come together. It's not someone preaching down to you or try to indoctrinate you. A lot of those people, they're not reading the word.
No, they're not. They're not doing it. It ain't nothing we can do. It's not nothing we can do. They still have a church on Sunday. They doing the Sunday church. I'm like, Lord have mercy. It is really, I mean, he has taken over the church. He has taken it over to the point where people are really listening to him. It is really sad. It's something. He got all kind of stuff out called the second Exodus. The 400-year trailer. I mean, just taking over and teaching the people they're going to stay in the church service and keep doing Christmas and still doing Easter and doing all the things, and they still going to make it. They're going to make it. It's just sad. It's really sad. It's sad. It's sad. They may not keep Christmas. I don't know. I don't think they do. Let me take that back. They might not keep Christmas. You know, he's encouraging them to open up their own businesses and that the Most High going to bless them. I'm like, this station may go down. You must not believe it. You know, it's and he's a young guy. He's young. He looks young anyway. He looks like he might be in his 40s. He's a young guy. It's sad, sad. It really is. You know, and they on there rebuking him. They got some Israelite men that's on there rebuking him. You know, and it's like, wow. You know, growing up in the church and going through it the way that we all did, those that have had that experience, we know what we expected. And we know what the Most High did to us when it was time for us to come out. You know, we know exactly what he did for us when it was time for us to come out. He brought us out of a pagan situation. We know what he did for us. You know, and then to see these people, I want to see these people go through what they're going through now and being mistreated like this and taught this kind of stuff, it is really sad. I want to play this clip for you guys. I hope you can hear it. I just want you to hear how they got the music playing in the back. Church, watch. I'm going to play this for you real quick. This is real short. I want you to hear how they got the music playing.
This is Pastor Omar Teagle on our way to Bible study. Just wanted to make a quick video, amen, to kind of tell you what's going on. We've been so blessed by my emails, my phone calls, my letters that have been coming in the mail. Amen. People have had getting the revelation that we are people. For some, it might not be a revelation, but a confirmation. You always knew it. But it was just good to hear it preached in a Christian setting, in a church setting. So you've been writing me, and you've been sending emails just encouraging me to keep up the fight. And I appreciate it. For others, amen, we've got emails and calls by people who almost lost their way, who really, really almost gave up on the church in general, Christianity in general. And the school of Hebrews kind of relit their fire, giving them a new passion when they read their word and they're praying. And we pray to God for that. We give the Most High all the glory, amen, for anything good that's coming out of this ministry. I just want to take this opportunity to just ask you that if this ministry has been a blessing to you in any kind of way, we're in a position where we need you now to be a blessing to the ministry. Let me tell you a little bit about what's going on. At Philadelphia Christian Church, which is the home church, School of Hebrew, we kind of ran out of space in our sanctuary. It's packed up, amen, and so we need to kind of rebuild it and do something a little bit big. There's a property right adjacent from us, really next door from us, come up for sale. It has an old hotel on it, amen. It's pretty much blighted property. It's property that's not attracting the best of people. We want to take that hotel and level it. And it will not only beautify our neighborhood, but it will also give us an opportunity to build a bigger sanctuary. And if you don't mind, I want to just cast a vision for you. The sanctuary we want to build is a 2,000-plus seat sanctuary. We want to build it that big so that when people of God come from out of town, we'll have a place to accommodate them or accommodate you. We've been getting visitors from all over the place. We've been getting from Chicago. They're getting from Florida, California, amen. And we want you to come. We just want to have enough space for you when you come. And so what we're asking for is for you, amen, this ministry has been a blessing to you, to dig deep down in your heart and help us purchase this property. And you say, Pastor, you say, well, how much is the property? Well, the property is $800,000, $700,000, $100,000 to purchase, and $100,000 to clear off. And that's what we need. He said, Pastor, that's a lot of money. It's not a lot of money because there's strength in numbers. If you look at the YouTube page, we have 20,000 subscribers. If you look at Hebrew, amen, the Hebrews in America, amen, we have millions. All we need, amen, from 20,000 subscribers or from the Hebrews that's listening abroad, we need 800 Hebrews to give $1,000. If we get 800 people to give $1,000, we get the land. Clear it out, and we can start to build the project. And that's what we need. You say, Pastor, I can't give 800. Well, we need 1,600 to give 500. 1,600 people out of 20,000 subscribers just 1,600 to 500, we'd be able to get the property started during the process. I'm just asking, amen, because the Bible says we have not because we ask not. And we pray about this, and we feel like this is the way that God is leading us to go. Amen. So we just ask you, this ministry has been a blessing to you. You've been getting revelation. To come on and join us, be a part of the movement, and be a part of something great in our time. There's a few of you out there, amen, you've been blessed by God. Positions, prosperity, good jobs, and good business. I just want to ask you, amen, to think about the question that Mordecai asked me. What if you've been brought to the position you are in right now for such a time? Just like God's people needed us to step in and help them in a time of need. You may be our Esther. You might be that Mordecai to help us right now to fund, amen, this building, which would pretty much act like the headquarters for the school of the year. And so, hallelujah. Just want to ask you to give. You can give through Simple Give. You can give through PayPal. We're going to start a GoFundMe account. So if you feel safe in giving on GoFundMe, how you give is not as important as the fact that you give. Maybe you can't get $1,000 or $500. Amen. Even if you did $100, even if you did $100, if $8,000 of us got together and did $100, you would have $800. Well, I took another time. I got to get the Bible study. Until next time, shalom.
Man, maybe I need to play some music. You think that'll work? I'm going to do the same. I'm going to do the same thing. I need to play some music and tell everybody I need 800 people to give $1,000. I got to put some music with it, though, so it'll sound. That's what I'm talking about. That's how they get you. That's the game right there. That's straight game all day long. That's how they get you. They put that music on and be real soft. And he's talking with a real smooth mama tone. You know, a real pleasant to look at. It's a game. That's straight game. I need 800 people to give $1,000. And we got $800,000. And you could be our escort. Or you could be our
He wants a feed offering is what he's asking for. Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
That's game. Like just, I said, that ain't nothing but pure game.
That is a scam.
It's a scam. That's church, though. That's the kind of stuff we have been dealing with for the last 50 years because God then told all the pastors that they're supposed to have a certain kind of building. And all the pastors got a revelation from the so-called Most High that they're supposed to be in a certain kind of building. And guess what? Without the people, you can't build it. And without the people, you can't keep it going. So why did God tell you to do something that you can't afford to do? That's the whole scam we've been dealing with for the longest. They got the music playing right stuff. It's almost like it's a seduction. And when you see it, he's standing in this hallway. The lights is dim, beautiful flowers. They got the word joy on the front, and he's talking real stuff. And then say shalom at the end and thank you. That's a scam. Y'all don't be fooled. I'm telling you what did the Bible say? They said the deception was going to be great. It is. The Bible said the deception is going to be great to the point where the people will not know the difference. If it were possible, he said the very elect would be fooled. That's what the scriptures say. So I just wanted to have this tonight to be able to let you all know what she observed with her own eyes. Not with what somebody told us. We have one of the people from the nation of Yehuda there. She saw it with her own eyes. This is what it is, and this is the next movement of the church to keep the people under subjection to the pagan system. They are asking the people to stay in there just as long as they tell them who the people is. We got to keep pushing. We got to keep going out there. We got to tell people that's not the right way. You got to come out of it. You can't stay in it. You know, those are the other gods that we were made to serve of wood and stone. You got to come out of it. That's not y'all's system. This is not the system that he promoted. That's not the system that he sanctioned. That's not what he sanctioned for us. We received that when we came off the boat. That is not where he wants his people to be. Anybody else have any last words before we get ready to hang up? I hope, like I said, I don't usually do this, but when this came across, I had to. I mean, I just had to say something because this is just church, and this is a scam of church. He said, what did he say? If 800 people can't give $1,000, if 8,000 people can give $100. He said, we got 20,000 subscribers. We got that many. We never bombed and asked out for nothing. Nothing. Unless we just happen something, and we always ask you, it's up to you. If you feel like it, you do it. If you don't, you don't. Eight thousand people out of 20 subscribers give $100. We'll have $800,000. Well, guess what? He ain't got to do it now. He got to do is travel around the country. He just made $45,000 last night. Far more. This is what we've done. The Bible said the deception is going to be great. It's going to be great. So, Sister Afion, thank you so much for your feedback. Thank you so much for your eyewitness testimony. We thank you for all of those things. You know, it's necessary for our people to know because they're looking for church. And, you know, people are running to what they're familiar with. Excuse me. And they're running to what they're familiar with, and they think that that's a safe haven, and it is absolutely not. It is not. That is not where y'all is. That's not what we serve.
Yes, family, and I just want, you know, for me, I'm very cautious what I even speak to my own family about being awake. And we need to be cautious that we are telling people the truth. We have to be cautious of telling people the truth because it's so many people who are being led astray. We need to be cautious of that. And that's one of my biggest prayers, even with my family. I speak to them in little pieces until Yah wakes them up. But then they know that they're getting the truth. They can go back and, you know, whatever I tell them, they can go back and look at the word. We need to be careful because there are people out here. I mean, these people are being led astray. And we need to do whatever we can to counter that until Yah wakes them up.
Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High, Yah. You know, thank you again. We're not going to hold you guys any longer. We wish you all the best. We hope everything works out for everybody. And we encourage you to meet us back here on Tuesday night. We're going to put this out on the Internet. We definitely going to pass this around because we need our people to understand. Don't get fooled. There's always going to be something out there that looks like it's the truth. It's real close to it, and you got to really look deep into the matter. And listen to what they say. And you got to get in that word. And you got to understand who we were as a people in the Old Testament to understand who we are now today. You can't go to the New Testament and say we Hebrews because everything that we have, our culture, our livelihood, our God, our experiences, everything is in the Old Testament telling us who we were and how we lived as a people and how Yah interacted with his people. All that's back in that Old Testament. And you can't discard that Old Testament. You're going to have to go back in there to learn about who we were and who he is. That's how we're going to have to do that thing. And when you have people that are teaching, you'll be able to tell a lot. If you're going to have to look deep into it because it's going to be real close to the truth, and they're going to seduce you into believing a lie. Don't believe it. Don't fall for it because, you know, there's some brothers and sisters out here that's teaching the truth. Don't fall for that. Please don't fall for that. Trust Yah and go into prayer and ask Yah to lead you in the right direction. And the Ruach will do that. That's the job of the Ruach, is to lead and guide you into all truth, and it will do that. And on that note, I want to say shalom, shalom to everybody. Enjoy the rest of the first day of the week, and we will see you on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Shalom, shalom, everyone.